I wonder, what do you believe in? And what do you doubt? Different people believe in different sorts of things. Some believe in historical progress. That's the idea that things can only get better, as a youthful Professor Brian Cox once sang. That there's an inevitable march of history towards improvement of conditions for everyone. Barack Obama seems to believe this. The winds always blow in the direction of human progress, he once said. But do you doubt that that's necessarily the case? Do you side with Martin Luther King, who said human progress is neither automatic nor inevitable? Do you think history can take backward steps as well as making forward movements? What about technology? Do you believe in that? That the explosion of technology that our lifetimes have seen offers promise and well-being for everyone in society? Bill Gates seems to believe this. He once said in quasi-Churchillian tones, "Never before in history has innovation offered promise of so much to so many in so short a time." Or do you have your doubts? Do you fear the implications of artificial intelligence? Do you wonder if too much technology can corrupt young brains? Do you think, as someone once said, that life was much easier when Apple and BlackBerry were just fruits? Or concur with Albert Einstein that the human spirit must prevail over technology? I wonder what you believe. I wonder what you doubt. Humanism is quite popular at the moment. Do you believe in that? Do you have faith in the essential goodness of human beings? The belief that we have the capacity to establish what's good and settle what's right? E.M. Forster believed that curiosity, a free mind, belief in good taste, belief in humanity, that was what we needed to make a good world. Or do you have your doubts? Do you think a darker view of humanity is at least sometimes necessary? Do you agree with Genesis chapter 8? The imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Do you sympathize with St. Augustine and his doctrine of original sin? Do you believe in humanism? Or are you not quite so sure? I could go on. Some seem to believe that money and wealth will settle everything. Others wonder if they corrupt us. Some believe that celebrity and fame are the height of human achievement. Others worry that this breeds a narcissism in us all. Finally, some people believe that science can, must, and will tell us everything that can be possibly known about everything that there is to know. Some thinkers equate science with the truth. All true statements are scientifically testable, and only scientifically testable statements deserve description as true. That's not actually a quote from Richard Dawkins, but I think it encapsulates what he believes. Other thinkers, scientists among them, have their doubts. They believe that science has its limits. It can tell us many wonderful things about the universe, but doesn't have a monopoly of truth. Can falling in love or the meaning of a poem be fully described and explained by science? Don't most of the things that matter most deeply to us, relationships, philosophical convictions, political commitments, ideas about God, don't they belong to realms that can't be measured and tested, proven and disproven in some straightforward scientific way? Some people believe science gives us the ultimate truth. Some have their doubts. What do you believe? What do you doubt? I believe, or at least I suspect, that everybody believes something. Everyone has some kind of faith or trust that the world can be made sense of, that lives can be managed, given direction, purpose, and shape. People may believe in progress or technology, humanity or science, or even in God. But alongside any such faith, any such conviction, there might be doubt. Doubt that progress is always forwards. Doubt that technology really will save us. Doubt that humanity is always good. Doubt that science tells all the truth. In many spheres of life, faith and doubt can be found side by side. And they're there in our gospel this morning. Maybe they're there in your walk with Jesus. Certainly they're sometimes there in mine. Thomas is the key figure in this morning's story. He's one of the apostles, but somehow he's not there on the evening of Easter day. He doesn't encounter Jesus risen from death. He doesn't hear Jesus breathing peace back into his shattered friends' lives. And Thomas rejects their testimony when they tell him, "We've seen the Lord." He cannot or will not believe. Thomas sounds to me like one of the empiricists, one of the scientists. He thinks that seeing is believing, or rather touching is believing. He wants to make a thorough physical examination of the risen Jesus. He wants to put his fingers into the nail holes. He wants to plunge his hand right into the cavity made by the centurion's spear. And yet in the event, it's not touch that leads Thomas to faith. It's not even purely sight. It's the address of Jesus' voice. The Lord speaks to Thomas. He addresses a message straight to his heart. He talks to the depths of this man's life. Thomas, he urges. Thomas, he commands. Don't doubt, but believe. It's not Thomas's powers of deduction. It's not his ability to probe and investigate the world that convinces him that Jesus is risen. It's hearing that call from his master. Listening to that voice that comes from beyond him, that convinces him he's in the presence of God, that makes him believe he's met his Lord. Encountering Jesus inspires Thomas's leap from doubt to faith, and that leap can be made time and time again. Perhaps it has to. For myself, I have assurance in the existence of God. Without it, life and this universe seem meaningless and irredeemably cruel. I have assurance, but I don't have proof, either for myself or for you. I have confidence in the resurrection of Jesus. If he didn't rise, then the stories and testimony of the New Testament are inexplicable to me. The life and the history of the church are beyond credulity. I have confidence in the resurrection, but not certainty. I have a settled conviction that following Jesus is the way for my life to find fulfillment and meaning. But the day-to-day urgency of my discipleship, well, that comes and goes. Not quite like Magic FM in the Chilterns, as David Cameron once described his faith. But my faith does have seasons, times of strength and blessing, stretches of wilderness experience. I wonder what you believe. I wonder what and when and how much you doubt. And if, like me, you long for your faith in Jesus to be deeper and broader and stronger, then come to this Eucharist with love and hope and joy. Come touch and taste the tokens of life that Jesus gives us. Come see his body broken out of love for you. Come and listen. Listen out and hear his voice. The voice of the Saviour calling you, urging you. Do not doubt, but believe. Come, touch, see, and hear the Jesus who calls us into faith, that we may greet him like Thomas, our Lord and our God.